It's Marketplace Tech for November 24th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. At the end of this month, Comcast will roll out data caps for broadband customers in 8 new markets. Once people hit 300 gigabytes, they will have to curtail their usage or get charged extra. Jonathan Williams is professor at the University of North Carolina who studies telecom policy. He says there's a reason for Comcast's move.
What we see is that people do a very, very good job of adjusting their usage as they near the allowance. The other thing that we've seen is people are very good at actually choosing the right plan for them.
Jonathan Williams at UNC, it almost looks like Comcast is trying to nudge broadband-only customers into using its own streaming television service, Stream TV, which doesn't count against their data. And if you think that sounds and looks a lot like what T-Mobile is doing with its Stream On service, also called Zero Rating, you're right. Samsung VR, the new $100 virtual reality headset that you put your phone into for immersive experiences, sold out at a few online retailers in recent days. Is the virtual reality world finally upon us? Addie Robertson reports on VR for The Verge.
So the Gear VR is part of a sort of big class of mobile headsets, which are just things that you put your phone into. Google Cardboard is on the hyper low end of that. And then you have things that are much more sophisticated. And it fits any one of, I think, the four flagship phones that they have, which means that if you have a Samsung phone that's fairly new, it's $99, and you get a pretty good VR experience that's far more comfortable than Google Cardboard.
What is the VR experience? Does Samsung... Did they make a bunch of software for this thing or what?
So they've made some software. Actually, Oculus, which obviously is better known for the Oculus Rift, did a lot of little experiences. It made a sort of introduction tutorial. It made this VR movie theater that you can do things in. There were already a lot of people who were developing for the Oculus Rift who moved their games over. And then it sponsored what it called the VR Jam, which awarded prizes for people who made the best mobile VR games. And then Samsung has been trying to get video providers in there.
Where does this fit into the larger trajectory of the platform?
So the Gear VR is strikingly different from the other things that people are largely waiting for, like the Oculus Rift and the HTC Vive, because all of those things are, in addition to the several hundred dollars that they will cost, probably going to require a PC that's maybe $1,000 and is not something that people commonly own necessarily, a big gaming PC. So the Gear VR is kind of the testing ground for relatively low-level VR. If it succeeds, then it's proven sort of one market segment. And then the next year is just going to be people seeing if someone will buy VR that you're supposed to sit down and set up in a room and use.
Addie Robertson is senior reporter at The Verge. Addie, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Between now and the new year, we are playing you special content from our new Codebreaker podcast. The next episode, which comes out tomorrow, is all about the dark web. And while people are talking a lot about Black Friday this week, we thought it'd be interesting to hear a little bit about a different kind of shopping bonanza. If you've ever heard about the dark web, you've probably heard about the popular site Silk Road that was shut down by authorities about 2 years ago. Well, since then, dark web or dark net markets have only expanded in number and scope. I went recently to the home of Wired reporter Andy Greenberg and got a tour.
Hey.
How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
So we're here in your apartment.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful sunny day outside. We're going to buy some drugs on the dark web.
No, we're actually not going to buy drugs. We're going to buy something legal of your choosing.
You got a browser open. What are we using? Safari?
We were using Tor. The letters, T-O-R, stand for The Onion Router, which is an apt name. It's a layered networking protocol that was actually designed by the U.S. government and turned into more of a popular tool by researchers at MIT. And it's meant to anonymize you as you travel about the web by bouncing your activity through a bunch of computers that are part of a kind of volunteer anonymizing network. By adding these layers, the Onion Router makes it hard to discover your computer's IP address, which makes it hard to find you in real life. Tor, and specifically its browser tool, is a dark web shopper's preferred mode of travel because it's pretty effective. Andy was using Tor's browser tool to look at a dark web market called Alphabay.
Yeah, Alphabay seems to be like the new hot market.
Can we browse?
Yeah. Pepper spray, stun gun, Here's homemade firearms. Here's a real gun, J22 semi-automatic single-action pistol, $400. I would say that the whole idea that these sites are used to sell any quantity of guns is a little bit overblown, because it's really hard to ship a gun in the mail. People come to these sites mostly to buy drugs.
Prescriptions, steroids, tobacco, weight loss, ecstasy, cannabis, psychedelics.
Should we buy something?
Sure. Let's find something legal to buy on the illegal marketplace.
The dark web drug sites are definitely getting better in the sense that they're easier and easier to use as a buyer or a seller. But the Silk Road had this kind of principle of victimless crime, only there wasn't supposed to be stuff, you know, that hurt people.
Other than, I mean, you could make the argument that illegal drugs hurt people, but I see what you're saying. The sites that we've seen pop up since the crackdown, there are fewer rules.
Right. I mean, there are still rules. You can only get so evil before you really attract law enforcement. But nonetheless, like, you can see that the dark web is getting darker.
Andy Greenberg there of Wired. Find out more at codebreaker.codes or subscribe on iTunes. And as expected, the Special Drone Task Force has delivered recommendations for new drone regulations to the FAA. Drones over about a half a pound would need to be registered under the new proposed rules. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.